Com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you know that it's a pretty rare occurrence that we'll actually have a guest on the program. And that's because, as we said, this is the show about your calls. However.
That being said.
However, there is the occasional individual who is worthy. They've done something phenomenal. They are such an interesting person that we have to have them on the show. And our guest tonight is certainly one of those people. Her name is Dr. Mary Ruart, and she is one of my personal libertarian heroes. Mary, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on with Ian and Mark, and inevitably, hopefully, we'll have some people call in with questions for you. But Dr. Ruart, not only are you one of my libertarian heroes, but by coincidence, you also happen to be running for president. Or actually running, I guess, for the Libertarian presidential nomination this year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, what's your Libertarian history before we get into what's going on currently? How did you find the movement of liberty?
Well, I found it in college when I read Ayn Rand's material and was very excited about it. When the party was first formed, they ran an ad in Reason magazine, and I joined the party. However, it wasn't really until the early 80s when I was in Kalamazoo, Michigan, that I found a chapter of the party, you know, a county organization. I got involved and very rapidly started running for office. So I've had about a dozen libertarian campaigns under my belt. In addition, I've been a campaign manager for one of the other candidates in a state where I couldn't qualify. And I've just done a lot of things. I've been a member of the LNC. I've run unity campaigns at national conventions, and I'm probably best known for my book, Healing Our World.
Which absolutely.
You know about that.
We are huge fans of Healing Our World. We talk about it. You know, whenever somebody calls in and asks the inevitable, what book should I read question, that's one of the first ones I think of. That one and Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work. I think those are the two most formative books for me that really helped me solidify my understanding of the libertarian belief system. It's just such a fantastic book. And I think that one of the best things about it is that people can go to your website and actually read the 1990s edition of it for free. So you can really sample it, the entire older version of the book, and then decide for yourself whether or not you want to buy the newer version, which I highly recommend.
Yes, yes. My website, by the way, for your listeners who might want to do that, is votemary2008.com. That's VoteMary2008.com. And I hope that people will go and get the free edition and check it out, because that's why I put it up there. I didn't want anyone to think, well, I've got to buy a whole book before I can decide if it's what I want.
Right.
And I really think it's wonderful, because when I started writing this book, I thought it was going to be a book about theory, but it turned out to be the largest compilation of actual real-life situations where liberty has been tried and it has worked. There's literally hundreds of examples, and I think over 1,000 references.
Yeah, there's a lot of citations all throughout the book, so everything's backed up.
It's really hard to argue with facts.
Yes, it is.
Although people do manage.
Well, and the logic is just ironclad. It's just one of the most brilliant books. So, again, I've been paying attention and watching, reading your articles for the Advocates for Self-Government for years. You write a monthly column called, I believe it's Short Answers to the Tough Questions?
Yes, yes. The Ask Dr. Ruart column has turned into my book, Short Answers to the Tough Questions. And it's the most popular feature of the Advocates for Self-Government e-zine, and that's theadvocates.org. The website is theadvocates.org, theadvocates.org.
So many of our listeners who've been listening to Free Talk Live for at least a little while have certainly heard of you, and anybody who's looked into you, they know that you've got your libertarian street cred, for lack of a better term. What is it? How do you feel? I mean, you said you've been with the Libertarian Party since pretty much the beginning. Having that perspective, that, you know, several decades-long perspective of the LP, how do you feel it? Because we've talked before about how it's sort of fallen away, in my opinion, from its principles. How do you feel about all that? What have you seen happen in the, over the last few decades? And what's your current feeling about the Libertarian Party?
Well, you know, we have actually had successes that we've never taken credit for. For example, when we were out there as candidates in the 1980s and we talked about ending the drug war, people were just aghast.
Yeah.
And yet today, we're starting to seriously discuss whether or not the drug war makes any sense. You know, that's a libertarian victory. I don't think that discussion would be taking place today without having the Libertarian Party out there and its candidates out there taking that position.
And that's one of the good things about the Libertarian Party, in my opinion, is that it frames the debate to some extent. It requires Republicans to at least talk about small government. They're not going to do it. But, you know, they're too busy stuffing their pockets full of government largesse, the politicians. And, you know, the Republicans just continue to vote for them. I don't understand why.
Well, certainly, as I understood it, the original concept of the LP was to be more of an educational organization than it was to necessarily get people elected. Was that the case?
Well, actually, it had two goals. One was the educational goal, and one was the political goal of actually getting our candidates elected. And I think back in those days, our thought was we needed to educate people before we could get people elected because our ideas were very radical. And yet today, another victory that we've had is that we used to talk about eliminating the income tax. People were aghast. And yet today, we saw Ron Paul go out there. He made both of our strong positions. He said, let's get rid of the income tax and replace it with nothing. He said, let's end the drug war. And, you know, he got a great following. Our message has all of a sudden become very, very attractive. That's another libertarian victory. The other one, I think, is killing off national health care in the 1990s. I was part of the group that worked to defeat that, and I recognized about 80% of the names of the people who were writing articles and getting on the radio, you know, 80% of them were libertarians. So, you know, the Libertarian Party, I think, can take some credit for that defeat as well. And yet today what's happening in the party, as you alluded to, we're kind of losing focus on that. I think there's been a feeling that we haven't gotten enough votes, so we need to water down the message. I think this is a big mistake.
Absolutely.
You know, Ron Paul showed us that the message is attractive. Now is the time to strike while the iron's hot.
Right, I have to say that Ron Paul, despite, you know, he certainly isn't the perfect libertarian. He's off on maybe a couple of issues, but he is far more libertarian than many of the people, I'm not going to name names, but many of your competitors for the Libertarian presidential nomination. I mean, I'm absolutely shocked that they would allow some of these ex-politicians into the party when they clearly don't even understand what the party of principle even means.
Well, yes, of course, we welcome people who maybe haven't formed entirely their philosophy about liberty, maybe are just putting their toe in the water, so to speak, or an arm in the leg. And what happens is that after a few years, they kind of get the rest of the philosophy by osmosis. But we
sure
do have people who have come in and feel that they want to have our presidential nomination, and in a sense, I can understand their enthusiasm. I know when I heard the message of liberty, I was so stunned. I was so taken aback. I was so enthusiastic that I would have done anything to promote it, and I think that's probably where they're getting the energy to declare for president. However, our standard bearer needs to be the example of liberty, needs to really understand the philosophy. Else, how can they teach the American people about it? You know, our presidential candidate is still primarily an educational instrument, a person who points the voters not only towards their own campaign, but more importantly, towards the campaigns of the state and local candidates, that encourages people to come in and embrace the ideas of liberty. And if our presidential candidate has not embraced them totally, his or herself, how can that communication take place? It can't. So
absolutely,
I think we need to really focus on a person who can give the message in its truest form.
Well, Harry Brown did that back in 1996 and 2000, and he knew he wasn't going to win. He was running to bring people into the message, to expose them to the pro-liberty message, a very pure pro-freedom message, and that's what brought me on board was that campaign. I can't say that if one of these politicians, you know, these former senators and former representatives, was running with their watered-down message, that would do anything to interest me or attract me if I were, you know, 10 years prior to where I am today. I want to come back with more with you, if you don't mind, Mary. We're going to hang on to you through here a few more segments. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you have a question for Dr. Mary Ruart? She is running for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. She hasn't gotten the nomination yet. We'll talk to her more about that and that whole process here in a few moments. And take your calls you got a question for Mary, get on the lines now. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going, no caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 15, 2008, gold, $873.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. That's $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Though calls will be prioritized if you are having a question for our guest. Dr. Mary Ruart is with us. She is a libertarian candidate for the Libertarian presidential nomination. The presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party has yet to be chosen. The process for that doesn't involve any sort of public primary, as in you won't go to the polls to vote for the Libertarian presidential nominee. It's all done at the Libertarian Party's presidential nominee. I guess it's the national convention where they have a debate between the different candidates, and then everybody who's there gets a chance to vote. So when is that happening, Mary? When is that going to be occurring?
Well, that's happening next week. We'll have our big debate next Saturday night, basically a week from today, and we'll have the voting the next day.
So I'm really, and you know, I've got my fingers crossed on this one. I really hope that you are the chosen candidate here, though there are a couple, I think there may be a couple of others that, I like Steve Cubby. He's one of the, I think, one of the better choices out there, and yes. I think you and Steve get along pretty well.
We certainly do. We've supported each other for years.
So whether you or Steve end up taking the nomination, I think it'll be a success. The other guys, some of them I don't really know too well, and some of them I'm just downright frightened of getting the nomination. I think it'll be, you know, will spell the beginning of the end for the Libertarian Party if they actually receive it. And in fact, there was actually an issue within the past couple of weeks that came up between you and another candidate, which resulted in the LP, the Libertarian Party, releasing a press release calling for the as I recall, the release was calling for the FBI and the CIA to work together with state agencies to stop child pornography. And, you know, nobody likes child pornography. That's pretty gross and weird. But the Libertarian Party I joined a decade ago would never have even called for the CIA and the FBI to exist. And I thought it was such a telling example of how far away from the principle of non-aggression that the party has fallen. I actually went and resigned, or revoked, rather, my life membership in the party as a result of that. So I will not be at the convention, but I hope that those who still remain will be there to support you.
Well, and you're right. You know, I just talked to a lady today who was telling me that she wasn't going to go to Denver, even though she had been selected as a delegate because of, you know, that whole incident. And she felt that it was very divisive, and it wasn't what we were all about. And I have to say that in a sense, I can certainly understand it. I think the important thing to note about that whole scenario, though, is that it truly was a smear campaign, and it's sad, because I like to think of us as the party of principle. I like to think that we're one step above that, because, you know, we're a party of tolerance. That's what we're really all about, and I would go one step further. I'd say more than tolerance. I would say that in the fullness of our philosophy, we honor our neighbor's choice, even if it's one we don't agree with. And, of course, you know, since you've read Healing Our World, that I use that phrase a lot.
Yes.
And that's because, really, we need to be supporting each other in our choices. Perhaps if we don't agree with them, we need to kindly try to persuade others that maybe their choice is hurting them. But as far as beating up on each other and being divisive, especially in the Libertarian Party, I mean, that really needs to end, because there's so few of us. We cannot afford to be at each other's throat. You know, even when we disagree with tactics, or maybe our positions aren't totally identical or evolved aren't as advanced maybe in some cases as we would like to see, I think we need to treat each other with respect, because if we don't do that, we're going to not be able to go after the real enemy, who's outside the party.
I have to say, I think that theme in Healing Our World is one of the most powerful. The idea that if you want something to stop, you shouldn't be pushing against that thing. You shouldn't be forcing people against their will. You should be using persuasion. If you want if you don't like what your neighbors are doing, that's fine. You're free to not like it. But if you want to be free, you have to let them have the freedom to do the things that you might not necessarily agree with.
That's right. And we all want freedom for ourselves, but oftentimes we don't want it for our neighbors. We're afraid of our neighbors. You know, and this is something that has been, this fear has been fueled by our government. You know, they say, oh, your neighbor is doing something that's not good, and it might hurt you in the long run, and so you've got to slap them down. Well, if we went after everybody who could potentially harm us, we'd have to wipe everybody out.
All right, whether that neighbor is next door, down the street, in Mexico, or in China.
Or in Middle East, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to be very careful. You know, force is truly, even defensive force, is truly the last resort. We want to make sure that we are in a situation where if we're using defensive force, it's truly justified, because once we start having to have defensive force, it means we're truly at war, whether with another individual or with a country. And there's really no gain in that, in the sense that everybody's going to lose a little. And there are times when we need to do it. I'm not a pacifist. I want to make that very, very clear. There are times when you need to pull the trigger, or there's times when you need to stop someone from being an aggressor.
You just can't go around shooting everyone.
That's right. You don't want to overkill, so to speak. And you certainly, if you have to do it, you want to stop the aggressor with as much, shall we say, tough love as possible. Because, you know, ultimately, if you do it in hate in a vengeful way, that does something inside of you that is very destructive. And so we need to, I know this is a very hard concept sometimes to discuss, but, you know, we hope that if we're confronted with an aggressor that we have to stop at gunpoint, that we do it not out of vengeance, not out of hate, but just do what's necessary and leave the rest of that baggage behind.
1-800-259-9231 is the number to get on the air with Dr. Mary Ruard. Her website is VoteMary2008. Let's go to Ken in Michigan on the AMP line. You're on with Mary Ruart.
Hey, what's up, Ian, Mark, and Dr. Ruart? Anyways,
hello.
I'm out. Hey, how you doing? Anyways, I was noticing, you know, Ian, in the last segment you were talking about some of the other people running for the LP nomination that were sort of libertarian light, and you didn't want to name any names, but first person that comes to mind for me is Bob Barr, and I know it's immediately, he doesn't promote the abolition of the Federal Reserve, and for me that's definitely not a libertarian ideal.
That's the big issue for me.
Mary Ruart is, what was her stance on that?
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve is the mechanism by which the government inflates the currency, and when they inflate the currency, or you can think of it as printing more money, what they're doing is they're taking away the value of the money that you and I make or have saved. It's a way of taxing us without letting us know that it's happening. So, of course, like Ron Paul, I think the Federal Reserve needs to go. There's no good way to make it work. You know, it can't be reformed. It's just a mechanism of inflation or of stealing from the American people.
Mary, follow-up question. Ken, thank you for the call, sir. Follow-up question on that. Would you suggest that instead of having a Federal Reserve, that the government still be in charge of the money supply, or that we turn it over to the marketplace and competing organizations?
Well, when you have competing currencies, in general, you do much better. And, of course, when they're commodity-based currencies like gold or silver-based, you do even better. In fact, in one of the chapters in my book, I think it's Chapter 9, Healing Our World, what you see is a table which shows that countries that have an era of free banking, and several of them have, Scotland, Canada has had that, you have much less in terms of recession, depression, banking crises than you do when you're so regulated as you are here in the United States.
Excellent. Mary, hang on. We're bringing you back for more. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231 for Dr. Mary Ruart. Her website, VoteMary2008. She's running for the Libertarian presidential nomination at this point. She's not yet gotten the nomination. She's running for that, and she could use your help. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Call with your questions for Dr. Mary Ruart.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything, but you'll have to do that a little bit later. Because right now we're talking to Dr. Mary Ruart. She is a presidential candidate. Well, sort of. She's running for the presidential nomination from the Libertarian Party. So if all goes well in another week's time, she will be the nominee for the Libertarian Party. By the way, this is Free Talk Live, and our website is freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of this interview, it will be posted later tonight at freetalklive.com, as well as the rest of the show. And if you missed the last week, or in fact the last year of the program, it's all there for you right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
Okay, back with Dr. Mary Ruart running for president. The website is votemary2008.com. You can go there, and there's some opinion pieces. You guys are now starting to post some YouTube videos. I was there earlier today. And there's a link to your book, Healing Our World, which we talked about earlier. People can actually read the entirety of the 1990s edition of the book for free there. So a great way to really find out where you're at on pretty much all of the issues. I mean, it's a very comprehensive book.
Yes, it is.
So let's continue with these phone calls here, Mary. They're rolling in. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Cheryl in South Carolina, listening on WSCFM. Cheryl, you're on with Dr. Mary Ruart.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about the income tax, and what would be the ramifications of actually removing the income tax? Because my understanding of it is that it goes to pay the Federal Reserve, or it goes to pay the debt down. I'm not sure, but I just was curious about that and what your thoughts were on if that were to ever happen.
Thank you for the call, Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl, well, that's a good question. I think Ron Paul had mentioned that basically the money that's collected from the income tax goes to paying the interest on the national debt to a large extent. And, of course, as libertarians, we often say we'd like to get rid of the income tax and replace it with nothing. to do that, we'd simply have to cut spending back to about the some level in the 1990s, which isn't really that big of a cut.
Right, the government was too big in the 1990s, too. Under Clinton?
That's right.
You know, under Clinton, wasn't the government too big under Clinton?
Well, I think it's been too big for an awful long time.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it was too big under Kennedy.
It was too big under John Adams.
Yes. It's been pretty big. And, you know, all the services, of course, that we normally get from government could be better and more inexpensively provided by the private sector. And that's why my book, Healing Our World, is so interesting, because we take it point by point and show that this has happened to the real world, because, you know, theory is fine, but if you don't have practical application, you know, it's not worth very much.
Let's continue to talk to Jeremy in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Dr. Mary Rohr. Jeremy, go ahead.
So, good afternoon, everybody. I just wanted to ask Mary, I mean, you refer to Ron Paul a lot, and I do support freedom, and I think you have a right to do whatever you need to do, but I'm saying, and doesn't it kind of divide votes that possibly Ron Paul could get by actually even having, I mean, I support the Libertarian Party too, but I'm saying instead of dividing all these votes and everything, wouldn't it better just to get behind somebody that's more likely to get in there and maybe compromise on a few things and maybe put the support behind him instead of...
Well, that's an excellent question, Jeremy. Yes, and in fact, I kind of agree with you. You know, Ron Paul was our 1988 presidential candidate. And since that time, I've supported Ron Paul in his congressional races, and I was working with his presidential campaign as well. Ron and I have a long-term relationship. He has helped me. He's endorsed my book, Healing Our World. He has written me a letter to President Bush trying to get me the position as FDA commissioner so I could do a de facto privatization of that organization. But what's happened here is that Ron Paul is unlikely, I hope he will, he's unlikely to get the Republican nomination in Minneapolis this September. And so what I want to do is I want to keep his name out there just in case, and it's easy to do because, you know, I'm going to be talking a lot about health care. That's my special issue. And, of course, his Health Care Freedom Protection Act is a great piece of legislation. It would basically change the way the FDA does business, especially with preventative medicine, vitamins and minerals. So that's a wonderful thing. And if Dr. Paul doesn't get the nomination in September, we're going to have to make some choices because there aren't many Ron Paul Republicans running. So I'm going to be encouraging Ron Paul supporters to vote for Libertarian state and local candidates because those are the people who can help Ron Paul when he resumes his seat in Congress. And in addition, if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, I want to be sure that his supporters know they have an alternative. If we could put the LP in double digits by voting for the Libertarian Party, I think it would send a message that Ron Paul's philosophy, which has been very closely labeled libertarian by the media, is something that's exciting to the American people. And if Ron Paul does get the nomination in September, I want to be able to talk about voting for the greater of two goods, because we've always talked in the Libertarian Party about voting for the lesser of two evils. I think it would be exciting if he got the nomination.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little choice. No doubt about that.
Two libertarians running instead of one. It would be great.
Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Now, just to go off in a bit of a different direction here for a moment, since I have you on the show, Mary, and it's the first time we've ever had you here, we're Free State Project members, both Mark and myself. We've moved here to New Hampshire as of about 2 years ago, almost now at this point, as early movers as part of the Free State Project. How familiar are you with that concept?
Well, I was very familiar with it even in its inception. I've heard a lot about it. I think it's a great idea. You know, that's how we can get a concentrated dose of libertarianism in one state and hopefully, you know, make a change in that state. And I know it was very interesting, the selection process of the state. Very exciting.
So does that mean that the Free State Project has Dr. Mary Ruart's endorsement?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. That is excellent. Well, I'll trade you an endorsement then, Mary. You have my endorsement for running for the Libertarian presidential nomination, and presuming you get it, you'll have my endorsement for president as well.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot to me.
Let's continue with phone calls here. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Free State Project, but we've got Scott on the line in Oklahoma listening on KGWA. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Thank you very much.
You're on with Dr. Ruart.
Hello. Yeah, my question is a little bit variation from the previous caller you had. I think that the libertarians could be far more effective if they turned themselves not as a party but into a caucus and embedded themselves into the Republican Party to form the conservative wing, because there are no more, apparently, conservative Republicans. They're quickly trying to join the Democrats. So,
well,
I think it would be a great endorsement. I know I would be tending to vote for any Republican that said that they were of a libertarian leaning or endorsed by the Libertarian Caucus. I would just automatically vote for them rather than any liberal Republican who's trying to sound like they're a conservative, but we know better.
Well, actually, that is happening, Scott. There's a Republican Liberty Caucus that is operating within the Republican Party, and they do exactly what you're talking about. And of course, some of them, their members are referred to as Ron Paul Republicans as well. And I think that's a good strategy as well. I don't think there's just one strategy. You see, this is why I like the Free State Project. It's why I like the Republican Liberty Caucus. It's why I like the Libertarian Party. I think we need to go in on all fronts. And some people are simply more suited to be Libertarian Party members, educating the public on the philosophy and running candidates that are willing to stand up and give the message to the American people. And then, of course, we have Republicans in the Republican Liberty Caucus who are trying to make sure that the Republican agenda includes a strong libertarian component, hopefully eventually a large libertarian component. I think that's wonderful too. And also I think that citizen activism, which is what the Free State Project is all about, is wonderful too. We need it all. And each of us is suited to something a little bit different. And so each of us has to ask ourselves, what can I do? What is my specialty? You know, where can I put my attention to help the cause of liberty? And I don't think that divides us. I think that's the marketplace at work.
Absolutely. We saw a great example of that. And thank you, by the way, Scott, for the call. Saw a great example of that with the Ron Paul campaign, how it was so self-organized that the people that were backing up Ron Paul and were excited about him just went out and did what they wanted to do. And they put their talents and their efforts into the things that they knew would work best for them. And it worked out. Everything worked so wonderfully as well. More with Dr. Mary Ruart here in moments. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for her, get on the line now. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. But for the next few minutes at least, the remainder of this hour, we will be interviewing Dr. Mary Ruart and taking your calls for her. Those would be the priority. So if you call in about something else, you probably have to hold through to hour number two. Again, the SACL CAI call-in line, 800-259-9231. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Plus, you can see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Plus, don't forget to go to freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. In fact, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and buy some stuff at our store at store.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can also go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and if you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a cut. We'll get a percentage of anything that you buy. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Back with Dr. Mary Ruart. She's the author of Healing Our World, one of my most favorite libertarian books. It's available online through her website at votemary2008.com. It's actually, when I say available, literally, you can read the entirety of the 1990s edition. Of course, once you finish reading that, you're going to inevitably want to order the 2001 edition because you packed a whole bunch of new and updated information in there, didn't you?
I certainly did. I think it grew about 25 to 30%.
Yes, it's an excellent book, and it talks about, you know, what I really love Healing Our World for is because it really approaches the libertarian message from a caring perspective. A lot of times, libertarians get accused of being cold and heartless and, you know, you don't want to help people. But that's not the case at all, is it, Mary?
No, freedom works for everyone. In fact, it's really the solution to poverty, the environment, you know, crime. There's hardly anything that liberty doesn't work well for. And that's what's so exciting. So liberty is truly the compassionate choice.
So, so I mentioned the Free State Project earlier, and you actually spontaneously decided to give the Free State Project an endorsement. So yes. I'm curious, what's it going to take to get Dr. Ruart to move to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project?
That is a very good question. And actually, my husband and I have talked about that on occasion. We're currently in Texas, where our children and grandchildren primarily are. So that's a little bit of the let me say that's some of the things that are holding us here. So
bring up the whole family.
In the future, well, you know, that's been discussed as well. You never can tell what's going to happen.
Well, here's a good excuse to at least come up for a visit. We mentioned Porkfest earlier. It's a wonderful summertime event. There's also a wintertime event called the Liberty Forum, where they have various different libertarian luminaries come to New Hampshire, and usually there's some sort of speaking engagement. But Porkfest is more of like a week-long camp-out experience where hundreds of liberty activists gather together in the same campground, and they socialize and they have a good time, and they eat together, and you know there's presentations, and it's just a lot of fun. So it's a great excuse to bring the kids up to New Hampshire and look around the state and meet some of these fantastic activists that we have here, because really what we're seeing happen, the original concept, in case you aren't familiar, and for those just tuning in, that don't know, the idea is to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists to one place, to concentrate the liberty activism in the same spot. Because the biggest problem with the liberty movement has been is that there's not enough of us in one place. We're scattered about all across the country. So the concentration factor is already making a difference, even though the project hasn't reached its goal. There's only a couple hundred people that have moved in here so far, but there have already been just fantastic results. And I think what you're going to see, Mary, is that the best of the best activists from around the country are going to end up being siphoned off up here to New Hampshire, and it's actually going to be tougher to be a libertarian activist elsewhere soon.
Well, I have to say, I have been to New Hampshire since the Free State Project started, and I agree with you. Good things are happening, and in fact, I think my campaign is considering sending me to the Pork Fest, so you may see me shortly.
That would be fantastic. Let's continue with the phone calls for Dr. Mary Ruart. Let's talk to Gail in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, Mary, and hi, all of you on the radio land. My name is Gail Lightfoot. And when Mary mentioned that we each decide what we can do that best helps the liberty movement, I'm a longtime Libertarian Party activist, and in all of my life, whenever I meet anyone, my name just strikes them. They want to know all about me. So I've chosen to be a partisan candidate a number of times, and when Mary declared for the presidential seat, I said, I would like to be your running mate, and so I've declared for the vice presidential nomination, because Lightfoot on the ballot works. You vote Libertarian, you vote Lightfoot, and we want to run two ladies for Liberty in 2008.
That'd be pretty cool, yeah. Dual female ticket?
Absolutely. No, we're the first party to run a woman for vice president. We've run three women for vice president, and I think we should be the first one to run two women for both positions.
Fantastic idea. Mary, your thoughts?
Oh, well, actually, first let me ask Gail, do you have a website yet?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you give it out so the listeners can hear it?
It's GailKLightfoot.com.
Thank you for the call tonight, Gail. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mary, with your thoughts, go ahead.
Yes, well, you know, I think that is a good idea. You know, that's one of the ideas that, you know, people come up with that may help us, you know, really get some good media attention. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, and there's other options as well. I mean, it's exciting because in our convention, of course, the presidential candidate doesn't pick the VP nominee. It's picked by the convention. So it's what the convention, the delegates, think about the strategy that they want to activate. Naturally, the presidential candidate can talk about what they would think would be a good idea, but ultimately it's up to the delegates. And that's one of the things I do like about the Libertarian Party, is that we trust our delegates. You know, that's something that we have done for a long time, and it really, I think, is the way to go. You know, in some parties, and even in the Libertarian Party on occasion, I must say, backdoor deals are made that influence things in a way that probably isn't proper. You know, maybe it's really we should be letting the delegates decide all of these things.
Let's continue with Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the line with Dr. Mary Ruart.
Good evening, Dr. Ruart. A quick question for you.
Yes,
I've often heard from other libertarians that radicals and anarchists don't belong in the Libertarian Party, and that they don't belong in the political process at all. Maybe they should be in think tanks or foundations and public policy things, and that, you know, the American people don't want to hear that kind of radicalism. And so I was wondering how you respond to that. We ought to soft pedal libertarianism so that the voters will listen.
It's a good question. Thank you, Steve.
Well, you know, What we're doing here is we're trying to teach the American public about liberty so they can embrace it and put candidates in office who exemplify the best of libertarian principles. And we're not going to teach them that by soft-selling our message. You know, we could do that. I mean, we'd probably get a few more votes. Maybe we'd get a little more media attention. But what would we achieve? You know, we're out here to promote liberty. And if we aren't doing it, who can freedom-loving people in America vote for?
Yeah,
there would seem no one left.
It would seem to me that all that would be achieved would be confusion. People would hear the term libertarian, and they wouldn't really know how it was any different from Democrat or Republican if you water it down.
Yes, and that's the big danger in this particular convention coming up. We have a lot of candidates who want to soft sell the message so much that they're going to be sending troops to Colombia to continue the drug war. They're not going to want to talk about legalizing hard drugs. They're going to want to talk about replacing the income tax with another tax as opposed to talking about getting rid of taxes as a matter of principle. And this is going to greatly confuse the American public. We have a brand out there. Granted, it may not be a well-known brand in some circles, but in many circles, it's a very important brand, and we are going to confuse the American public if we are not consistent. This is dangerous.
I hope to hear good news of you receiving the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination at next weekend's convention. As I said before, you've got my vote. If I were there, I'd vote for you. So that's certainly my endorsement. Just real quick, and hopefully, if you do get it, we'll have you back. Certainly, be a great excuse to have you back on the program sometime, perhaps over the summer. And if you're going to be at Porkfest, we'll certainly have you in because we're going to be broadcasting live from there.
Great.
So my other question for you is: how do you feel about outside of the system, market-based activism? Because I'm so tired of politics in general. What we've seen here in New Hampshire is that there's a great group of sort of market-based activists that are doing nonviolent, non-cooperation, civil disobedience sorts of things, and we're having some tremendous effect. How do you feel about that approach?
I think it's great. Again, everybody has to do what they are moved to do, and some people are moved to that type of activism. That's not my particular bent, usually. I'm much more of a communicator, but I really admire people who do that. That takes a lot of guts.
VoteMary2008.com. That is your presidential campaign website. There's a blog there. You've been posting on it. Lots of stuff to read and see. And, Mary, best of luck this weekend or this coming weekend at the convention.
Well, thank you, and thank all your listeners for listening in tonight.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and spending your time with us.
Thanks,
we really
Dr.
appreciate
Ruart.
It. Thank you. Dr. Mary Ruart running again for the Libertarian presidential nomination. Go to her website at VoteMary2008.com. Find out the ways you can help her out, help her win that nomination so we can at least help a few more people discover the message of liberty. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.